Once upon a time, there was a prince that lived and breathed music. He was unfortunately cursed and changed into a cat. I have no idea why he was cursed or why they chose to make him a cat, but it doesn't really matter. Either way, he was very, very cute and ended up at the academy where the anime Utano Prince Sama takes place. The main character, Haruka, found him, took him in, gave him cat food, I think. At least she talked about it. I don't know if she actually ever did it. And she broke the spell using her music. Now, in the first season of the show, we're not sure if he's really a magical prince and a cat, or if this is just Haruka being crazy, because, you know, she kind of is a little bit crazy, but we love her for it. But in the second season, he actually shows up in the master class and is a human, as far as we can tell, and explains that, yes, he was indeed a prince and cursed, and she broke the curse, and now he's totally in love with her and confesses as such, even though the whole premise of the show is that you're not supposed to fall in love if you want to be an idol or a master composer, because that messes things up or something, I don't know. It's a dating sim anime, so what are you gonna do? Now, I think Cecil, the cat man, as I call him, is an amazing character. He is so dark and mysterious in the first season, and we're not quite sure what to expect. Kind of a Casanova, definitely foreign prince, and he's exotic and cool and whatever. But by the time we see him in second season, he's a complete goofball who says he doesn't want to be an idol and all he wants to do is love his princess, blah, 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 blah. And it seems like no one can stand him. Pretty soon after, he gets assigned a senpai, Camus, who, as far as we can tell, probably beats and rapes him off screen, because by the time he's done with the... He takes him away, and when he comes back, he's a completely different character, very docile, subdued, and it seems like he's really depressed. Well, there's no way to tell for sure, but it sure seems like that. Anyway, he, throughout the second season so far, has learned a lot about what it means to be an idol, and he discovers that he actually really likes making other people happy, that it's not just pleasing Haruka and being her prince that makes him feel fulfilled. He is still incredibly sweet, very, very weird, but he's got kind of a dark, mysterious, brooding side too, and pretty much I think he's awesome, and I think he would be a perfect love slave, or friend, or something else that's totally tame and not going to make me look like a crazy freak. But then again, I'm watching a harem anime dating sim, so there's probably no hope for me in the first place. Yeah, but hey, Magic Cat Man, pretty cool. You should definitely watch Utano Prince Sama. It's not only a gorgeous, gorgeous anime, but the story is actually really compelling. All of the characters have their own personalities and backstories and drive, and they're all competent, which is nice and refreshing. But the music in it is really fantastic, too. All around, it's a very pleasant experience, and I highly recommend it. I mean, if you can get past the whole harem thing. But again, the whole premise is you can't fall in love. Don't ever do that, or you're going to be expelled and ruin your chances of being a famous idol and whatever. But they keep breaking the rules anyway. So, yeah. Anyway. Catman is awesome. Okay, bye.